Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very
V-A-R-Y necessary pot.
I'm trying to hold it
podcast.
Because she's so cough. Busy. Because she's so busy trying to eat.
Come on, cough it up. Cough it up.
Did you? That's what I get for trying to sneak in this last bit of protein, whatever.
Because it's cardboard protein bars.
Yes, it's not.
It's really good.
It's really good.
What y'all ain't going to do is turn down my protein bar.
That's why the shit swelling up in your throat.
Drink some water.
that is horrible.
What you're not going to do is... Turn down my protein bar because you didn't want.
There are some that are.
This is
nasty,
good. We apologize.
That's a good one.
We apologize. I ain't apologizing
for
shit. Good for her.
Damn good.
With her old lady Viola
Watkins. It just went down the wrong pipe. That's all it was.
That's it.
Good. Real good.
You know when you get.
And it was on sale.
You know when you get older.
Nah.
Your throat ain't as.
Oh my! You went down the wrong pipe.
As it used to be.
With my half a throat.
With your half a throat. Mm-hmm. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, that is
and
right.
And she already, mm-hmm. her throat already ain't wide as mm-hmm. it used to be. And you know, when you get old, that's why
I be
old
trying
ladies,
to tell folks that
yeah,
too.
That's why old ladies trying. Don't supposed to give head. Cause,
I mean, in your mouth with it. You can't.
Anyway, that's why old ladies don't supposed to get
trying
head.
To tell them jokers
the throat don't. The throat ain't thoking like it used
but
to.
But some women say they throat fine. No China.
See, I still have my tonsils.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And
You still have yours?
Mm-hmm. I still have my tonsils and I have one, what you call this thing over here?
Adenoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing. Now it's the ones that don't have tonsils. Those the ones that's
those
just,
the deep
them
thokers.
Yeah, them the wide openers.
Those the deep thokers.
I still have my tonsils. See, that's why we ain't wide openers.
No,
you don't have your tonsils.
I still have my tonsils.
Yeah, she still has it. But
no, the ones that don't have tonsils. Those the ones that
those
can,
are the ones that have
they can expand.
Ain't no
oh, so
ain't no gag.
Never mind.
Well,
never mind. Never mind. That's a myth.
Well, first of all, I think when you get to a certain age, you ain't even supposed to be giving head no more.
What?
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
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 No. No.
Listen.
No.
The hell you say?
No. No. You no. need to be pleasure. I'm sorry.
No.
That's just, you can't do that. You still want somebody to please you.
There's no way on this God's green
you
earth.
You still want somebody to please you.
Always a man to come I mean, in.
Why,
no,
why he on the mic?
No.
When I'm
being honest. Now,
no,
if you want somebody to please you, you know you're going to have to reciprocate that in
yes,
return.
Yes.
100%. Come on now.
I'm sorry, but
now you were over there minding your business.
I'm sorry,
but I said, "Hold on a minute."
Because I think that you know what? I know what it is.
What?
I'm gonna shut up.
Yes. What is
and
it?
I'm gonna go back in the corner.
What is it?
I'm gonna go back in my
go
corner.
Go ahead and say what it is.
It's been a long, long time.
No. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Yolanda just on here to fire people up, so I'm just gonna let her do what she
oh,
gotta
okay.
do.
No,
I'm
not.
Do what she gotta
no,
do.
No, but I'm not.
It might be something that she believes.
And I'm gonna tell
think,
you
yeah, okay.
my scientific right. evidence behind this.
Oh Lord, it is
because number one,
has it been proven? Has it been tested
in my laboratory? Yes.
So it's an opinion.
Oh,
it okay. is not a scientific fact.
So this is why I don't give head no more, and I'm. You got Superhead, then you got me. Because mm-hmm. I have crafted the art of, yeah. So, I feel like at a certain level, I don't have any more points to prove. I don't feel like that's something that I need to do. I feel like my lady parts on the Love Below have been tenured to the point where my mouth no longer needs, like, this is some shit that I don't need to do. I don't need to do every position. I'm not a writer. I don't do that. I don't have to. I'm now pillow princess. I just lay on my back and they can enjoy, you know,
okay.
the amusement park.
Okay.
And it's good enough. It is an amusement park. God damn it!
They are
enjoying the ride.
Yo,
if all you doing an amusement park is a plethora of rides.
Of rides. That's the fuck wrong with y'all.
If all I'm coming here for is the carousel, what am I doing?
Because why you need to get on every fucking ride on the amusement park?
Look, he's going up and down.
I go at 9 in the morning.
He trying to do the thunderbolt.
I don't leave until the end of the day.
There you go.
I don't leave until the end of the day until I've ridden every ride.
And you know why? I'm with you.
And you know why you need to get on every ride?
He trying to go to his hair.
Listen to my scientific facts behind this. Oh. You need to go on every ride. You need to fuck all the hoes. You need to try all the restaurants because you haven't had the one that is the one of the one. Because, baby, let me tell you something. When I get something, goddamn right, I'm the motherfucking Ferris wheel. You don't need to get on shit else.
I don't get on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, you don't?
See, that's the problem. You ain't never got
that's the most boring ride.
That's the most boring ride.
It's serene and peaceful and tranquil.
In the analogy that she's trying to get here.
Right.
That means slow. We gonna stop. We gonna sit. We gonna start talk. Again. Then we gonna start again.
That's
and it's
right.
a slow moving, it's, slow. Yeah. As, and it's the same thing in a circle.
And I
all
get
we
that
doing
too.
Is a circle.
Okay.
We going in a big ass circle.
Hold on. Well, maybe I used the wrong ride. Well, I'm the carousel.
We still going in a circle.
Up and down.
Up and down. Fast and slow.
But you ain't going up and down.
Up and down. Yes, it is.
No, you said you ain't going up and down.
No, you can still go up and down.
You can go up and down.
No, she said she's going up and down.
But you're going to match his
motions. Not the pony rider.
Because this is what the carousel does.
And that ain't it. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I said I'm laying on my back. I ain't say the hips wasn't
hipping. But I mean, okay, but how long is he doing that? For the rest of our life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no, I'm out.
Because
she's like, mm-hmm.
You think about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Toya.
Listen. Have you not had something very, very good to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I could eat this every day. Like, this is the best food I've ever had. I could eat this every day,
mm-hmm.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But it was good to you, right? And you were good to it, right?
Right.
Right.
Now, somebody else used that same analogy. Do you know who used that same analogy?
Who?
Eddie Murphy on Raw.
Well.
Eddie Murphy said, when you're starving, and somebody give you a cracker, it's the best goddamn cracker you ever had in your life.
That's right.
You look in your finger and talk about, goddamn, but it's saltine, it's a Ritz. After about a year of that same old cracker.
You need a little jelly? You need a little jelly on the cracker?
Goddamn, all I got is a plain old goddamn cracker.
See? Ungrateful.
Yeah.
Motherfucking ungrateful. Okay,
you can't eat but so much damn chicken and broccoli.
You're gonna want to mix something else.
Yeah, you're gonna want something else in there. Yeah, you gotta
do
something.
But you're not saying just complete missionary. You'll lay to the side. You'll lay to the other side.
No, because that's making changes.
No, but
I mean, she can't because that's different positions.
No, I did. KKKKK, hold on.
But okay. What's the
The moral of the story is she ain't giving no head.
But
right.
I do give you other positions.
I do other positions, but I no longer give head and I no longer am a writer. I don't feel like I need to do all that. I'm gonna tell you something. My grandmother told me, she said, y'all don't have good pussy. Because when you have good pussy, you ain't got to be jumping from the ceiling
fan.
That's
not true.
And
that's
off the,
not that.
That's not true. I don't think that has anything to do with it. She said back in the day, they didn't do all of that.
Back in the day, women did not. Chuck no dicks.
No, because you were approved if you did.
Yeah.
Jamaican people in the West Indies totally, to this day, have this thing about oral sex, right?
Right.
They don't do it. Da da da. That's a doggone
men and
lie.
Women.
Men and women. Oh. That's a doggone lie because behind closed doors, they get it in.
Oh,
So what I'm saying is, people, when you're speaking to somebody of age, and I ain't calling grandma no liar, but that was the truth for her in her time. Because men weren't requiring much more of that. But then ask grandma why there was more cheating then than there is now.
So was he cheating with someone who there was more, did?
I believe so. There was more cheating then than there is now. I've had people whose parents stayed married together for forever and was like, mama was like, yeah, man, as long as he come home.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And so what are we really talking about? Good pussy, you got the only pussy he had. That's the only one he had. Until he went down the street to your friend house and started dealing with her because she was sucking dick. And that was, ooh, Mabel don't give me this.
He would name her Mabel, right? Mabel.
From BMS. Mabel ain't gave me this. Oh, I hate that.
So what you saying is Charles that went to Mabel house.
No, because
Meech and their mama
I hate Meech and the mama is the worst character I have ever come across.
Uh-oh.
Ever in life. Ever.
Why?
In any TV show.
Lucille.
I dislike that lady. I dislike that
Why?
Lady.
Why? The character?
The character, not the actress. Okay. The character.
Why?
Because.
Okay, give me some background. Who is Lucille?
The church going manipulative. Like, she do little side stuff behind the scenes. She's a holy roller now. But she charges stuff up on the credit card. She got in the daughter's name. She takes the fur coats from Meech. She does things that she probably shouldn't do as a God-fearing Christian woman. Mm-hmm.
She stole her daughter's money.
Oh. She did.
She got credit cards in her daughter's name.
Mm. Right.
Running them up.
So,
running up her
so
credit.
So she does things that she should not do.
But like Charles.
And so Charles is her husband.
Charles is her husband. And
ex-husband. But ex-husband still living in the house.
Yes. Oh. But they, in the first season, season one, season two, Charles was fixing stuff in the house. He was doing everything he needed to do as a man.
And
he
got caught.
He was going to work. No, first two seasons he didn't. It was season three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was season three, at the beginning of season three. Mm-hmm. He did everything as a man should be doing to take care of his family and was still But he's struggling because...
He was James Evans.
Yeah, he working on a plant, you know. She's out there. She's working at Wendy's. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they trying to make it work, and that's cool. And then the kids was like, yo, I don't want to struggle no more, so I'm going to go out in these streets and I'm going to get some money. And it's not what helped cause their downfall, but what I didn't like from Lucille from the beginning was... You are acting like you went out and got a better job. Like you're on Charles' head. You on his neck about money. You on his neck about this. You on his neck about that. And then got the nerve, gall, and the unmitigated gall and audacity this last season to blame him for you and what you're doing with your life. She's always blamed Charles for whatever has happened to her.
So you think because of the nagging and her... And
nothing was ever good enough nothing.
So that's when he went and cheated on her.
Well, I don't think... I think Charles put himself in a bad spot. So I don't blame her for his cheating. Mm-hmm. So he just put himself in a bad spot. He shouldn't have done it. That was, you know, he fell off the wagon or whatever. You killing that.
But she might be blaming Charles because... Okay, so backstory. I think she got pregnant with Meech very young.
Yeah, she did. It was like...
So she was like, what, 17, 18, right after high school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she doesn't have anybody else to blame because now she's looking in hindsight like, if I had not had this baby, what are the possibilities that my life could have taken to where... Because remember, she had the affair with the doctor. They all went to school together. They were supposed to go to college together. She did not have the opportunity to go because what Nicole said, nigga, you was on baby number two by the time you was my age.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So she doesn't really have anybody else to blame because she feels like, nigga, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been locked down. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying that that's the problem.
No, I'm saying go find a mirror.
I hate situations like that.
Why?
Because it takes two. It's not the other person's fault.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the other person's fault. You both
take some accountability. Yeah.
You both decided to have unprotected sex. You both decided that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street. So you, it ain't like he wouldn't have, if you didn't require him to wear a condom, maybe you're not pregnant with your baby number one and you're off gone with the dude who became a doctor who you didn't know was going to become a doctor when you was in high school.
Right. He could have been trash.
But that was back in the 70s when people wasn't really going to have abortions and people wasn't really using
protection. But you're still making a decision.
Yeah.
You're still making a decision to do whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't blame none of my baby mamas for them being pregnant.
Right.
You know what I mean? We both made a decision to do what we did, and this is why you know the consequences of your actions, and I think that Lucille does not take any
accountability.
Because if life would have turned out great, none of that would have mattered. That would have never been a conversation. If the doctor would have been a shitty person, she would never looked at the doctor and be like, that could have been my life.
Well, the doctor did actually turn out to be shitty. So
yeah, he did, because he was married, right?
But I feel like all roads, even in our little event that we had last night, like I'm one of those people who I look at the journey as a whole. All roads bring us to where we are currently, so mm-hmm. we can never second guess decisions we've made. People we've encountered, because everything brings us back to here. I can't ever say, oh God, I wish, like the other day, I was like, damn, if I had grown up in New York, you know, throughout middle and high school, like I would have probably been so much more far ahead than what I, you know, am now. But I can't naturally say that because who's to say what I would have turned out to be had I stayed in New York throughout, you know, middle and high school mm-hmm. and then, you know, continued on there, because that wasn't the best place to grow up. I mean, as young as I was, I always went to like Catholic school. So I never went to public school. So what if I would have stayed and not been in Catholic school and had to go to public school? What if I would have turned out, you know, going into the games? We can never say, like, there was a reason why your mama moved on the side of town she moved on to, and mm-hmm. you went to District 2 schools. There is a reason why Sue came to Columbia through the military the year that she came and we met. That's why we're all here today, because we linked at some point. Even how we came across Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Look how amazing it was when I finally found this other person, the man me with the same name. Like, how does that happen ever in life? It just doesn't. So I look at unique experiences mm-hmm. like that. Like, look at how God is working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't miss out on what you never had.
Right.
Because, like, even with that show.
No, you can't.
I don't think they even realize how poor they were. Until they started seeing other people with money. Like, mm-hmm. remember how you were using the analogy about the cracker? Like, if there was no food out there, we would just enjoy our cracker, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it would still be sustenance,
but if you take away the options, you know, if you take away all this variety of options, I look at Columbia. Look at how we don't have all the same amazing restaurants that Atlanta has. I'm an Atlanta foodie. So I always look at restaurants in Atlanta. I'm like, God damn, I wish we had that there. Do y'all know I would be on fucking 600-pound life if I lived in Atlanta? Because I wouldn't do shit but eat all fucking day. Like, just be snacking. I probably wouldn't even be hungry, but I just go get the shit and be like, I just want to taste a little bit of, because I seen it on TikTok and it looks so goddamn good. I'd be broke and I'd be fat. That's why I'm never moving to Atlanta.
That's the only reason why.
It's good. Yeah. It's good to look. Oh, well, the traffic too. But I was never supposed to
be there.
My girlfriends tried to get me to move to Atlanta once upon a time, but that was somewhere that
no desire.
I never desired to live.
Mm-mm.
Now, do I love big cities? Yes.
I think they're nice to visit.
I would like to live in a big city. in my older years, because I want to have shit to do.
Live in a big city.
No, the fuck I don't.
According to the statistics, they say we have the fastest growing booming city in South Carolina.
Bullshit. You look at Vaughn looking at you.
That's what. Seriously, it beat Greenville. I was shocked.
Ain't no fucking way.
Because I would put Greenville first, but yeah, they said we are.
I'm gonna start exploring Greenville.
I'm telling you, Greenville is very nice.
Because I've heard great things about it. I want to see different people. I want to do different things. I want to experience different cultures and places. Like, I dread going out in Colombia because it's just not, you know what? Fuck it.
Keep going.
No.
Why do you do that every time?
Because.
Keep going.
Because she wants people to look in her face when she talks.
Because I look at y'all. God damn it. You know what?
Keep going.
None of these hoes. None of these hoes.
Go ahead. I'm eating my
Keep
protein
going.
Ball.
I cannot.
Go ahead. I'm
Go on. You going to be in Colombia the rest of your life?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
I don't know.
Because I can't take it. Every time I go outside, I get depressed.
Do you really? I don't.
Yes.
Because you know what? You just said it. Yoshi, like, you're here for a reason. And I think the people, you know, what you do and the people around you is what make of it, you know?
So I don't know if I like settling in some unfamiliar territory.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it now. I
Visiting is
open.
One thing, but, like, resettling myself... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would be comfortable with
and
it.
And I don't know if that's the military child in me that, you know, you just had to get used to moving every 2 to 3 years. But now, at first I wanted to be wherever, you know, family was and all of that. But I'm open to moving now. I'm open. I'm ready.
Ooh.
I'm ready to go.
I'm not there yet.
I'm ready to go.
I don't like it here no more. I don't like the people. I don't like
move into different parts of town, yes, but outside of like to one completely. I think I don't want to be apart too far from my family.
And that's how I was. But then I think now I'm good. I think even if I have to relocate, it'll be good. I'm all right.
How far would you go?
The thing is, thinking back to what Yoshi said, we were supposed to actually, my dad was actually supposed to be stationed in Fort Drum, New York. We were supposed to leave Germany and go to Fort Drum. We was not supposed to come to Colombia. I don't know what happened. Something happened. And they was like, they told my dad they needed his role on Fort Jackson. And so he said, well, if I'm going back to Fort Jackson, then can this be my last duty station and I'm going to retire here? Because he loved Colombia when he came for basic training back in 1970. So he was like, this is a place that I would like to retire, because he was like, we're not going back to Albany. And he was like, I can't even have my kids even at the best schools in Albany because it's too wild right now. Because at that time, it was the late 80s, early 90s, and crack and cocaine was heavy on the scene, and it was just crazy down there. And so he was like, I want to move to Colombia. It's not that bad. At that time, crime wasn't bad then, and he wanted to come here. So I just think that things just happen for a reason.
Crime wasn't bad in Colombia.
Not in
that
the 80s. Mm-mm. Not that bad. Not that bad. It wasn't as bad as it is now.
You went from my block.
Right. See, look.
You wish she wasn't dying there by the guy.
Listen. That's what we're talking about. Because see, once we got here and we moved here, we found, you know, we found out about Sex and Home, Gonzalez Gardens, ABC, and all them other places, Green Street,
House Street,
Newcastle. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just... But we found out
Reed
about it. But
Street.
It still wasn't, in the forefront like it is now. It seemed like every 2 minutes on the news, it was such and such was shot today, such and such was robbed today, such and such was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
But they're gentrifying a lot of those areas.
Of course, yeah. Not when I was growing up.
Yeah. No. But
because they know that's where the wealth is. You know, look at the Shandon area. Shandon neighborhood has always maintained mm-hmm. their upper echelon, you know, look and all that, and especially Trinal Road, Forest Acres. Mm-hmm. And so they see, okay, we can make some more money in this downtown area. We about to revamp this whole area so we can get this money back down here. And we're going to move these people out of here.
We walked to school. I walked to school from throughout my entire elementary mm-hmm. years.
Because y'all went to the old Lion Street mm-hmm. school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heroin addicts, used to see them shoot up going to school. Drug bust every other day.
The hoes.
Yeah. Prostitution. We saw it like it was an everyday mm-hmm. thing.
But you know what's so crazy, Vaughn? Now that I'm thinking about where Gonzalez Garden is, it's not that far away from the base.
No, you know, my projects
Street.
Was the number one housing barracks for the mm-hmm. Fort Jackson soldiers.
Right.
That used to be Fort Jackson's housing base for the military before it became public housing.
Isn't that something?
And then they turned it over to public housing once they mm-hmm. sold it over to the city. Well, yeah.
And so yeah. then they tell all these people, we're going to relocate you all. And then it's a possibility that, or you can. Now, my understanding, they told some people you can move back. But what they didn't tell them was they were going to build these beautiful homes and they're going to cost like over way more than what they were paying in the public housing when they remodeled Gonzalez Gardens.
So, yes. So
and,
when
and
they
what
did
they're doing
that.
To Saxon and what they're about to do with Allen Benedict Court.
Yeah, but it's. They lied to them.
They did.
They lied because they told them they were going to rebuild homes.
Right.
You seen it now?
They rebuild homes, but the homes are like almost $200,000.
So
but
in
that
year,
but
they put apartments back up in the same fashion that right. the old apartments were.
Right.
They just dressed it up, but in behind it are the homes, and in the front are the apartments.
Right.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. But those homes cost so much more.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that those families could not
afford it.
Because they are living on fixed income.
Mm-hmm. But that comes to, why weren't they at the city council meetings asking the questions? Because it's no way. Because they had a blueprint of what they were going to do. Had those people been there at those meetings, they could have seen the blueprint. They could have seen the price
they didn't
point.
Feel like they needed to be at the meetings because they were all given letters by City of Columbia all gave the residents notices, letters, letting them know what was going on. So if you got a letter, why would you attend the city council meeting when you got this letter explaining out what you think supposed to happen?
Well, you see now why you should have went to the meeting.
Yep.
But this happens all the time. This happens all the time in other places.
And they don't want you.
And,
right.
And at the place we are now in society, you should know that blanket information that they give you is not what it is. That's
right.
why it's important to pick up a book. That's why it's still important to look at the news. That's why it's because it's all there. They can't hide that shit. But you got to look at the shit. You got to go find the shit. You got to research. You got to go down to Richland County zoning. You have to do all of that.
And this is what kills me. Why do they put a public notice? This is when the news was big.
Right.
I mean, the newspaper was big. They put a public notice about this.
Because they don't want you to find
to
it.
To let them know
that's
that
why
we're
you gotta
having
be looking
city
for
council
it.
Meetings and things of that nature.
Because?
I follow. Right. Because they don't want you to know what they're implementing.
But you can't say that they didn't publish it.
And right, that's what
right.
they're saying.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And that's the thing. Well, you got to read everything. But you got a small public mm-hmm. notice, this huge,
mm-hmm.
that says we're having a county council meeting on referendums and I'm just picking on Hardscrabble Road right now. And the 6-lane Hardscrabble Road, that was in the mm-hmm. in the newspaper. And so y'all should have known it was going to take this
gotcha.
Long.
Gotcha.
8 years.
It took longer than that. And I continue to say this. Makari was in second grade. Makari has graduated from the University
College.
Of South Carolina. That is more than years. That is ridiculous.
It is.
And where all this money?
Well, they said they are so many million dollars over budget for that project.
Yeah.
And that's why.
And see, they swindled y'all, honey. Mm-hmm. We done put all the children of these people in school. We have, with our tax money. Because that's who's paying it, us. So I encourage you. Yep. I'm just going to be on my soapbox for a few seconds. Please go to these county council meetings. Go to city council. Go to school board meetings. All these meetings need us because we are the taxpayers.
It's the people that can. It's on the website.
Yes, and please.
The meeting's follow, on the website.
We follow our favorite people on social media, but please follow your county government's people. Follow your school district's people. I don't care if you got kids in school or not. You are still paying taxes for your schools.
Don't they have the channel, the city council have the channel on your cable
and you can
network?
Watch it.
They still have that, right?
And you can watch it online.
Okay.
You can watch school board meetings online. You can watch, but then you need a voice though. And they give you a couple of minutes. They give, you know,
I think taxes are going up this year again too.
Girl, yes.
And there are taxes that you can challenge. So when I bought my house in District 1, and you know, I got my little itemized tax breakdown, I was like, wait a minute, I ain't even got no kids in school. Why am I paying for school taxes, right? So, and I go down there to get my, so here's the deal, and this is how they get you. So they set your taxes up automatically as though you're a non-resident. So you have to prove your residency. So as a non-resident, they charged you 6% versus 4%. You just go and pay the shit. They don't know you live in that house. But you see how they do you. They tax you starting out as a non-resident. You got to prove your residency. Isn't that crazy? Why wouldn't it be the other way around? So I'm down there. I'm challenging this shit. I've been in Columbia all these years. So I prove all that. I said, I ain't got no kids in school. I need to know why I'm paying Richland 1 school taxes. Well, you live in the county. You have to pay the taxes. I said, well, if I'm paying for this, I'm going to the school and I'm going to eat lunch with them fucking kids every day.
I remember that day.
I'm paying.
She called me.
I'm going to walk the track at the damn elementary school every day.
Which you can.
They better not say nothing to me. The lady say, ma'am, you have every right to go to the public school.
Keenan got a good track.
And walk the track. And you can use the gym at the school. You paying the taxes. You're paying your tax. If you can show proof that you live in that area,
I didn't know you could. I knew you could walk the track, but not inside the school.
It's a public. Not during school hours. So not during school hours, but after hours you can. So they tell you anything that is even the Richland County recreational centers.
Then why do they charge some?
They
now?
Charge for certain.
Because, you know, they took over Jewish Community Center and you have to pay like a fee.
You have to pay a fee for specialty times and events.
No, that one you have to pay in order
Okay, well, that's something different. But if you just want to use the rec center, like I want to go on the tennis court.
Right.
I want to go on whatever. And it's not allotted in an allotted time for a specific event, that's mine to use.
Right.
So I told her, I said, I want to break down everything I can use in this county for free because I need to see how these thousands of dollars is being allocated, what I'm paying for, damn it. This is too much. This is too much because at my tender age, I'm on a fixed income. I need to get all the bang for every book. Y'all getting out of me, God damn it. Every book. So, yeah, I'm going to call and I'm going to get on. And baby, by the time I left that tax office, them taxes went down a good $3,000-$4,000. Because I was like, and you can take that shit off because I'm not using that.
Oh, they took the school taxes off?
You goddamn right.
How they do that?
They reduced them.
Okay. They didn't take them out fully.
Right. Okay. They reduced them because, again, here was the argument. Well, the schools are also used for voting polls.
True.
So that is why you pay for the school. Hell, we don't vote but one damn time a year. What do you mean?
It's a couple of times they vote. Oh, it's all of them.
I don't.
Flub or slide. Yeah, see? See?
I don't. I just know when I purchased my home, like a couple of days after I closed on my house, I went down and changed my taxes from 6% to 4%, like a couple of days later.
Because why are you charging me that anyway?
Right. Yeah, because it's stated at 6%.
But do you know? But do you know it's a lot of people who don't even inquire about that, and they're taking those people's money?
Yeah, but see, that's your realtor supposed to tell you. That's your realtor's responsibility to tell you.
He did. Yeah,
you know, a lot of shit.
Your
happens.
Realtor is responsible.
At closing, they're supposed to let you know to do that. Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Mm-hmm. All your utilities, who's responsible for what about your property, and they neglect to tell you a lot of stuff.
So your county might owe you some money today, people, and they have. And if you can go back and prove your years of residency in that home,
thought it was a certain time period.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah, there's a timely filing on that.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh,
I did.
I know they said that if I had overpaid, then they would refund me the overpayment.
Yeah, that's true, but at a certain point in time of you purchasing the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, don't quote me on that. But I'd check into it if I was you.
Yeah, just...
You know, I'm always looking on... Do you know the uncollected funds site for the government? I always go and check.
Yeah, I found some money for
they
mama.
They might owe
mama
me some money.
Mama had some money.
Hell yeah.
They mama always, had some money on
you,
there.
You got to check behind them. They some shysters now. Yeah, I'm... You know, in my old age, I'm on top of that shit. Yeah, I ain't giving nobody nothing extra. I ain't doing no extra.
So that's like everybody you pay extra into a bill or something.
I'm a little entitled old lady.
Or if maybe the state owe you some money and they couldn't locate you. Yeah. Or maybe you paid somebody bail money and you can get it.
What? No, I ain't paying nobody bail money.
Something like that. Yep. Yep.
Damn right.
I look up my name, look up my parents, car name, everybody.
That's a trap for some people.
Like they told them they won the tickets to the Super Bowl and it was the child support.
Some people might not want to look up their name because that might be a second trap for them.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, see, they got set up because they was all told to come to the location. If I won something, why wouldn't you send it to me? See, you gotta
come down here and pick your merchandise up.
No, you gotta be smarter than the average bear now. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, nah, y'all could just, you know where I'm at, just deliver it to me. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. You can't.
But if you ain't got a steady address.
And they told him to come to the stadium, though, which I kind of, you know, okay.
It sound believable.
No.
Yeah, it would have been believable.
A crook don't know what's to believe or what not to believe.
You know what that shit sounded like? Hey, little girl, come over to my car. I have a lollipop for you. That's what the hell
don't
that sounded like.
Don't trust a man in a van.
Yeah. Like, no. I don't even eat candy. Get out my face. Mm-mm. Like, no. Like,
it was enticing. A crook, criminal don't know what's real and what's fake. Okay?
Because let me tell you.
They too busy.
Right.
Nobody is just going to fucking give you anything. Nobody just wants to give you anything in good faith. All right? I have to tell the little kids I work with all the time.
They believe they want a TV, a plasma TV, and trip the two to the Bahamas.
If somebody can figure out a way to fuck you, they going to do it. Nobody, I told the little girl the other day I was taking care of, I said, you know, nobody really loves and cares about you but your mom and your dad, right? You don't have friends, baby. Because your friends going to leave your ass. You might have one good one. One. But that is to be determined. But in essence, most times nobody thinks you're important but your mom and your dad. And it's a lot of people who mom and daddy don't even think that their kids are important. So that's why I told her that she should always put herself first. and always make sure that she takes care of herself and does what she needs to do for herself. I mean, that's true life shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take care of other people better than you can take care of yourself. Like, I talk to these kids every day. She talking about, yeah, I'm just sad about not being at home. I said, well, which child are you? I'm the middle child. I said, okay, your mom and daddy at home? Yes. I said, so why are you worrying about somebody else cheering more than they worried about them? Mm-hmm. I said, are they worried about you here? I don't know. Talking about her brothers and sisters that she's so busy worried about. Probably not. So why are you worrying about them? Let your mom and daddy worry about their kids at the house. You got a job here. Your job is to take care of you. Your job is to make sure that you're the best soldier that you need to be. So you may got this bitch alive in 20 years and then go on to live your best life. You worrying about some shit that don't concern you.
Speaking about alive and kids, and did you hear about the lady, her kid's father owed child support and his mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got the deposit from, he was beneficiary of the money. You know, mm-hmm. The state took his, well. took the money and deposited it right into her account.
Well,
they said, don't tell me God is on time. He's not delayed. No, what is it? Not denied. You're not denied.
Delayed, not denied.
Yeah, delayed, but not denied.
I mean, what was wrong there?
They said, I'm sorry it happened to her, but
what was wrong there?
You can't worry about other people's children.
What happened that wasn't supposed to happen? Boy, I just want to know what was his name? Bills. What was his name?
Your responsibility.
Sean, we're going to give him a name. Sean. I know you had to hype that little girlfriend up and told her you was going to take her on a trip. You was about to get you some Jordans and shit.
It was $52,000. I don't know how much the money was left from the funeral service, you know, the remaining beneficiary mm-hmm. amount or whatever. But this woman got her $52,000 in back paid child support.
And I ain't mad at you, Tasha.
52. Mm-hmm. Right. They said that he didn't even get to see Sean, a dime of it.
Sean said, what? Sean wanted to go over there and beat both his kids. Sean said,
Daquan, cash at me $200.
Daquan didn't even get that money.
There's nothing to fight in court. There's mm-hmm. nothing.
Mm-mm. Ooh, like, wait.
What if his mama just had a $100,000 policy? You know,
what if the policy wasn't but maybe $75,000, and they took that portion for the funeral, and you said he didn't see none of the money.
Nothing.
So then, whatever it was,
they took it down to the penny. Mm-hmm. It was like $52,189,025, mm-hmm. something like that. To the penny. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. That's sad. That was a sad day for him.
That's why.
It was two funerals happening.
Baby, I would have been cackling. Not cackling. Cackling, honey.
Yeah. That was a story. Yeah.
But that's why you gotta do what you're supposed to do. Handle your business. Handle your business. He should have made up with Tasha.
No, it's too late.
Sean should have made up with Tasha. Said, can we get back together again? Something.
He probably gonna try to.
Tasha ghost all on. It's too late.
Tasha in Jamaica.
Tasha and them kids having a good day to school.
Cause look.
In Jamaica.
When Tasha was
Christmas
struggling.
Was real good for them. Yeah. They ain't never been out of destination Christmas before.
But they going.
They going this year.
Let me tell you
ain't
something.
Going on.
Because when Tasha was struggling, ain't nobody give a fuck about mm-mm. Tasha then.
Mm-mm. But now that. You know, it'd have been
but
sad.
But grandma made sure.
But hold on.
Tasha
it would have been
be
something
right.
that the grandma didn't like her either.
Oh, but I'm thinking grandma
I
did.
Hope so. If the grandma. Boy. That would have been something.
They gave my that hoe my money.
And what if she is a hoe?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Take us out, please.
Tasha, we done went Jamaica. Down a rabbit hole.
Okay, y'all. We out. Thank you for going, listening to us today. I don't know where I'm going. I got sidetracked on something.
Damn.
But thank you for listening to today's episode on The Very Necessary Podcast. You can always find us on our website at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.com and send us an also very necessary letter to our email at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast at gmail.com.
All right. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye.
Bye.